KB2HXS Mobile listening.
4HKX Mobile.
4HKX and 4WHM.
How's your week going so far?
Forerunner still in the shop. Neighbor's tree fell across my fence. Took out about 40 foot of fence. And I got about a 2 foot tree laying in my backyard. But other than that, it's going pretty good. Got to work tomorrow and Sunday. So, hey, I'm batting 1,000 on Friday the 13th.
Buddy got hurt.
I got to admit, nobody's hurt. Nobody's the lesser for it, so that's the same thing my wife said. Said just consider it a blessing nobody was hurt, because that was a big tree.
KB2HXS. Friday the 13th. I just spent 5.5 hours in the hot attic. Now I'm on my way home.
Right till tonight, it would have been cooler.
I don't think the customer would appreciate that.
Attic on a hot day like this is no fun. I can't say I've done it in a while, but I don't I don't lose that memory at all.
Well, it was a situation that we had to get it done because the lady is pregnant, and it was 87 degrees inside the house.
You're a good man. Appreciate what you do.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Well, when I'm called upon to do something, I try and do the best I can. Let's give it to the other station over there. KB2HXS Mobile in Gurr.
Good for you going and helping somebody out in that situation. And I'm mobile up here in Transylvania County, North Carolina right now.
Oh, wow. Making a good trip back, and thank you.
Area in Hartwell, Georgia. So we just spread out all over the southeast this afternoon.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I'm not stationary. I'm mobile. I'll be home in about probably 5 or 10 minutes.
Ways to go. Had to go put a garbage disposal in for my father-in-law and teach my son how to do it. So have a little lesson on plumbing there.
Pretty easy to put in. Did you replace one that was existing, or did you actually pipe one in?
It was an existing, exact same thing, so it was real easy, but I just, like I said, I used it as a teaching experience more than anything.
Oh, excellent.
I feel bad. Y'all both did something admirable today, and I just made it through work without getting in trouble, so there's that.
I don't know if what I did was admirable. I mean, I would do it, regardless. I mean, if somebody's AC is down, and, you know, I do my darndest to get it fixed. You know, I wouldn't blow it off just because I didn't want to do it, you know. But I appreciate that. Thank you.
Torturing my son, so, you know, I got that going for me. But he's old enough to take it.
You gotta get him. Yeah, you gotta teach him. Good God, get him out there.
I've been to teach him for years, but he wouldn't listen, and he just tried to break everything. Now that he's moved out on his own, he's realizing, hey, I might need to learn something.
Get him down. You know, shut off the PS3, Game Boy, whatever. Shut it down and go to work.
A few months since he's moved out on his own, he's really come around. He's trying now. Should have advantage of what I had to offer years ago and tried to teach him, but he wouldn't have nothing to do with it.
For now, I'll let you two carry on. Go ahead, I think it's Bill, right? KB2HXS.
Dave, that it is. Hope you have a good evening. And if things go as planned, I've got a fellow in a bucket truck, should be by here shortly to adjust my HF antenna, so I didn't get it quite like I wanted it the other day when I put it up, and I gotta have somebody with a bucket to get to it now, because my eye bolt broke that was holding the pulley. But soon, real soon it'll be fixed.
Ah, that's terrible. Well, good luck with your tree trimming there and your antenna woes. I'm going to be out. Gentlemen, have a good afternoon. Thanks for the chat. Catch you later. KB2HXS will be out of here.
Peace, Dave. Thanks again for joining in. Good to come to you, so.
I'm pretty easy to find.
What you got on tap for the weekend?
I'd like to teach him how to work on his car. He's got a rattle in it. We're going to teach him how to find that. And I can make a trip to Sam's and church Sunday and relax.
Good plan. Good plan.
If you get your antenna fixed, let me know. We'll see if we can't make contact on 10 meters. Maybe you and I are far enough apart.
Yeah, I mean, it's functional. It just come loose from the eye bolt, and it's still up, and I've been playing with it. It broke a couple of days after I put it up, and I'm just not able to get somebody to come by. I didn't want to have to rent a lift just to fix that one little thing.
We'll just have to give it a try, see if we can make contact there. Maybe, like I said, maybe we're far enough apart and I'm not right up against the mountain and can't get out to you.
I've been spinning the dial some in the evenings and heard a few stations. A couple of weeks ago when I made that Florida contact, it was wide open. So we'll have to give it a try because that was a lot of fun.
A few of them on there. I need finish studying to get my general, but I may try to do that some tomorrow or this evening.
I'm just about studied up. I'm hoping once I get through this busy spell at work, the next testing session that comes up either in Athens or Gainesville, I'm going to go to and see if I can't get them to punch my ticket for me. I finished up my second audio book this week and reading the hard or paperback I got, so I think I'm about ready.
I'm not too far away, but it's just finding the time to devote to it right before I go take the test to make sure I've got it in my mind again.
That's sort of my plan, is do a little cram session the day before or day of, and I've went through it all twice, so I'm feeling pretty good about it, but I still like to make that last minute push.
The Highlands go last weekend.
Camping trip was great. The weather was good. It was cool at night. We played in the river. Had a lot of good food. The can't complain about that, but luckily my nephew was up there with his big dually and flatbed trailer, because that's where my truck broke down and why it's still in the shop. It's not getting any fire for some reason, so it's got a new coil and distributor and rotary button, so I don't know. They're tinkering with it one part at a time as they get a chance at the little local shop I got it at, so hopefully we'll know more tomorrow.
Won't be anything too major. You can get it taken care of.
You know, that's like I told somebody the other day. I said, at least it's broke. You can fix what's broke. If it's intermittent, it's hard to get it out of there, but this one is no fire whatsoever, so I mean, it can't be but so many things, and there's ways to test and carry on, so I got confidence they'll figure it out. They worked me in to get it looked at this week, so I haven't been in no rush, and just going to let them do their thing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I know when I was working on cars, I appreciated that people giving you time and patience to do what you needed to do. And, yeah, intermittent problems, they are the worst.
I knew a guy today, and he was talking about his taillights had quit working. And he had tried to fix them and couldn't, so he finally took it to another mechanic here in town. And said he called him the next day and said, well, I got it fixed. He said, what was it? He said, well, if you look under the bed on the frame where the wiring harness runs, looks like chipmunks chewed through your wiring harness. He said, I put everything back together and it works fine now. He said, well, I guess that's what I paid you for.
Amazing what those little varmints can do to a wiring harness. I've seen them chew up the whole harness just about it.
The chipmunks or squirrels or something got in my brother's Chevrolet Colorado back years ago, right after he bought it in like 06, 07. It was just a few years old. And right there at the firewall, they just about chewed it in half. And he's pretty mechanical, so he fixed it himself, but it was a chore for sure. He had to cut in, splice everything in, and it was a mess. I didn't realize there were so many wires in a wiring harness.
I can't believe how many wires are in a car. They do a good job hiding them, that's for sure. And then trying to get to them sometimes is a chore.
I agree there. I've run my share of light wires for lights and speakers and accessories and things like that, and you have to take the vehicles just about apart to be able to do it. And then I always seem to have a screw or two left over when I get done, but so far it's still holding it together.
For shipping only, they don't matter.
Like that, that's a good one. I'll remember that one.
Kind of joke in the shop when somebody gets done with a job and you got one little screw left and you're like, where did this go? And shipping screw.
Me. But yeah, it is the truth. I've taken that Forerunner. I had to put a new radio in it, and I didn't realize at the onset that I was going to have to take the entire dash and everything under it apart to get to the radio. And the next worst problem was having to take the whole front end off just about to replace the headlights, because I wanted to put LED lights in it. And, of course, you couldn't get to them without taking the grill off and everything else. So my 15-minute project took a whole afternoon.
The dash is built around the radio in one of those.
There's no easy way to do it. I mean, you have to start at one end and go all the way to the other side, taking stuff loose, glove box, everything. So, but I've done it a couple times now over the years on that vehicle, and I got it down to pretty good science. So I can do it and put it back together. Although the last time I did it, I forgot to hook my clock back up and the light for the ignition switch. So, but I'm just going to let it go until I have to do something else. I ain't going to tear it apart for that.
My phone for what time it is, or my watch, and I know where the keys are at, where it goes.
That's what I thought.
So you got to work this weekend. What you got planned for the following weekend?
As long as things go smooth the next week, I'll be off, and which I'll probably be off regardless, but the only reason I'm working this weekend is for moral support of the staff. I mean, they don't need me, but I'm literally going to go up there and greet people at one of the dining halls as they come in and tell them where to go. So I'll be inside in air conditioning so I can't complain.
You the door greeter now?
Retirement. That way I can get my job at Walmart and tell them I got experience.
Figure out exactly where you were going up there in Highlands? I know you said it's just outside of that.
it's about, I don't know, a third of the, well, it was, it's closer to Franklin than it is Highlands. I mean, they're both right there together, but it was called Paradise Cove. If you look up Paradise Cove in Franklin, North Carolina, it's right there on the Cahoosa or Catoosa River. Nice place. So, but yeah, we had a good time. And it's only about an hour and 30 minutes from Hartwell, so it wasn't a bad trip. You just go straight up 17, hit 441, and then off 441 on to, I can't remember the highway now, but just a few miles out of Franklin, and you're right there at it.
Yeah, I live on Paradise Cove. Not there, but down here where I'm at.
So, I got to looking when I started Googling that. Paradise Cove popped up all over the place. So, but yeah, it's a nice little spot on the river. It's a nice shaded area. I'll text you a picture of it here in a little while. Get my phone. I got some pictures I took of that and the river and the campsite. And but yeah, we had a good time. I needed it severely.
Yeah, I need one. I could use some time away for a little while, but just trying to get everything back up and going. The wife's starting back to school now, or back to work, so it will be a little while before that happens.
On that trip this fall, catch up with Chad and get that hammered out. I keep forgetting about it, and then I'll remember it, of course, now, and when I talk to him, I don't think about it, but I may text him later this evening just to keep the thought alive.
Well, Bill, I'm going to hop off here. I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to say 73s for now. This is KO4 HGX, and I'll be clear on your final.
You have a good evening, and glad you made it home safe, and continue to be safe. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear.